100 years ago, the average hog and dairy farm was a small operation that could be worked by a family, some land, and a few animals. Today's livestock operations are bigger, with hundreds more animals, more waste, and more odor. They're often located closer together on smaller parcels of land. Regulators now have to pay attention to livestock operations as a group and their impact on an area. Laws regulating the so-called cumulative impacts have been on the books for years, but Environmental Quality Board Coordinator Greg Downing says no one's sure how to apply them.
It's pretty clear that you're supposed to take them into account in some way, but exactly how you're supposed to do that is not very well spelled out in our rules or really in anybody's rules as far as I know.
Downing is coordinating an EQB study on how to assess cumulative impacts. He says the problem is one of definition. How far from a feedlot do you go to test cumulative impacts? 1 mile or 10? And what's the standard equipment to test hydrogen sulfide and other odor levels? Traditionally, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has considered each site separately where the issue of odor is concerned. But many citizens groups say this approach doesn't take into account the impact from all the sites at a feedlot operation. This issue was central in a recent court case involving the group Polk County Mothers and Others Concerned for Health. The group argued that before MPCA officials issued permits to Hancock Pro Pork, a company with 13 feedlot sites, the state should have considered the cumulative impact of the whole operation. The group's attorney, Jim Peters, explains why.
Well, let's imagine one township in a county in Minnesota that has got, maybe 6 miles diameter or whatever, and they have, 1,000 10-acre dairy feedlots in it. Well, it's going to have an enormous cumulative impact on the environment of that area. Even though one 250 animal unit feedlot on its own in an isolated area is not going to potentially have a significant effect on the neighbors, if you put 1,000 of them right next to each other, you're going to have a cumulative effect.
The judge in the case sided with Peters and cited the MPCA for failing to consider odor from all of the Hancock Pro Pork sites before approving the operation. Density was also a key in the Polk County case. Several feedlots were already operating in the same west central Minnesota township where Hancock Pro Pork planned to build some of its barns. Attorney Michael Flugel, who represents Hancock, says he agrees cumulative impacts should be considered, but he says his client's high-tech operation should not be the one to suffer the consequences.
It is an absolute state-of-the-art facility that has precautionary measures built into it that are more restrictive than any other facility in the state of Minnesota. And that cumulative effect is really not caused, or that accumulation of emissions is not caused necessarily by these projects, but by a concentration of feedlots, pre-existing feedlots, in the same geographic area.
Many in the industry see the Hancock case as a precedent, one that will determine how the MPCA will assess feedlot applications in the future. One of those people is Greg Downing with the Environmental Quality Board.
Certainly the Hancock Pro Pork case is raising the issue, whether or not it directly will result in any changes, I'm not sure, but that, if nothing else, it's highlighting the issue and probably forcing everybody to deal with it at this time.
The MPCA is working on a new computer program that can simulate the cumulative effect of several sites. One of the first tests was conducted in Polk County, and it showed odor and hydrogen sulfide levels exceeding the state limit. This information was used as evidence in the court case. An MPCA spokesperson says the test results shouldn't have been considered because the testing methods are still at a preliminary stage and need more refinement. The EQB's Greg Downing agrees study on cumulative impacts is still in its infancy, but he's got a good idea what's coming down the road.
Preliminary studies are showing that feedlots can contribute to cumulative impacts, at least on air quality, at considerable distances apart, maybe several miles apart. It may very well be that there's going to need to be some kind of cumulative impacts air quality modeling done maybe even as routine for the review of feedlot applications in the future.
Downing says the environmental impact statement, at the core of the state's effort to regulate this growing industry, will need to address cumulative impact of multiple feedlots. Citizens at public meetings around the state are asking for that, and so are top officials at a variety of state agencies. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.